talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back, as usual, to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I encourage everyone to download Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Carry it with you 24/7 on your phone. Access your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. A lot of political developments happened yesterday and last night. The New York City mayor race. Why is that important? Because New York is, I think, the unofficial cultural capital of the United States, one of the greatest cities that ever existed in any civilization at any time. New York City. I was also born in New York City, just by way of disclaimer. My father came back for got out of the Marine Corps after the Second World War and enrolled in Fordham University in the Bronx. Great university, great university. And that launched him on his career teaching in a university himself. New York City mayor is always a national figure. Sometimes they run for president. De Blasio ran, didn't do a very good job in the campaign. Kind of mixed reviews. John Lindsay at one time was mayor of New York, and he ran for president in 1972. And again, didn't make it, but the point is, it's a very, very tough job. Something like 8 or 9 million people in the city, the metro area is in the teens of millions. Metro area really is from Southern Connecticut to Northern New Jersey. I mean, it's really what it is. And it's a terrific part of the United States. Anyway, there were a ton of candidates. I thought there were only like 8 or 9 candidates. I think there were 13 or 15 or something candidates. Some of them were marginal. The vote came through, and this is ranked choice voting. They won't know till July who won, and here's why. The guy that took the plurality, Eric Adams, he's the Brooklyn Borough president, Eric Adams, former police officer. When he was very young, he was beaten up by the police, and then he joined the police force. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams. So he, you know, quote, came in first, end quote, in the initial voting, but they have ranked choice voting. Every voter had to, well, was offered the ability to list their top five choices. So your first choice is the one you want to be mayor. The second choice is the one you go, well, if my first choice can't be mayor, I want this one, and so on down the line for five. I have a feeling a lot of people didn't fill out five. I have a feeling a lot of people only recognize one or two names, but they could fill out five on the ballot in order. Right after him came a woman named Garcia and Maya Wiley. Maya Wiley, I think, used to teach at Fordham University, and she's a very fine person, progressive. Garcia, progressive, they're all progressive, but Garcia is somebody with a real good technical experience. Surprisingly, Andrew Yang was distantly behind, and he conceded. Last night, he conceded. Said, even with ranked choice voting, I can't make it, and said he'd work for the new mayor. That was surprising. He was first in the polls, but they went after him big time. They were after him big time. And I don't think he did anything wrong in the campaign. I mean, I think he ran a skillful campaign, but they just kept nipping at him and nipping at him. The wolf pack got him. Poor Andrew Yang. I kind of like Andrew Yang, but in any event, yeah, he'll have a future. Good man. He'll have a future. But this is not a case where whoever got the most votes, the plurality as opposed to majority. Plurality is just in the whole field, who is the most. Majority is, you know, somebody has over 50%. They're not going to find that out anytime soon. They're going to wait till June 29 June 29th. It's a week from now, basically. Almost a week. They're going to wait till June 29 to even reallocate the votes of the losers. And the way it works is, let's say there are 16 candidates. Nobody has a majority. They reallocate the second choice votes of the guy who came in 16th. And then they assign them proportionally to each of these candidates. And then they go on down the line. It's going to take a while. And there were 207,000 absentee votes. They're not even going to be counted till July 6. So we're not going to know who won until July. One little straw in the wind, one little faint signal, is that they took a quick look at second and third choice votes, and Eric Adams did not do well there compared to Garcia and Wiley. Garcia and Wiley are both women, so if either one of them wins, it'll be the first woman as mayor of New York. Eric Adams is an African-American guy, and he would be the second black candidate. I should say second black mayor of New York. Mayor Dinkins was the first, and that was some time ago. Rudy Giuliani beat him. Now, in New York, they have a partisan vote for mayor, Democrat and Republican. We don't in Milwaukee. It's nonpartisan. Everybody runs. Now, you know that they're Democrats. You know Tom Barrett's a Democrat. Basically, everybody's a Democrat, but they don't come right out and say it on the ballot. But in New York, they do. So that means there was a Republican primary, and it only had two people, and both of them are pieces of work. One of them won, so there's no rank voting because only two of them, and one of them got more than 50%. That is Curtis Sliwa, S-L-I-W-A. You may remember the name. He founded the Guardian Angels. They're that private group. They were Red Berets, and they roam around trying to stop crime. He's been arrested a number of times. Colorful guy, sort of like the guy personally, but very colorful individual. And he's the Republican nominee. He doesn't have a chance, snowball's chance, this guy, not in New York. 7-1 registration advantage, 7 Democrats for every Republican. Good luck. Giuliani was a Republican. He made it. John Lindsay was initially Republican and then switched to Democrat. But Mike Bloomberg was a Republican and made it. You know, a Republican can make it, but he has to have a little moxie. He has to have a little oomph. He has a little something on the ball. Not Curtis Sliwa. So whoever wins that primary for the Democrats will be the new mayor after de Blasio's term ends next fall. So who's it going to be? Well, Eric Adams, you know, looks strong. He was the guy that came in with the plurality, but it's a fragile lead, and he doesn't look so good in the second and third choices. It could be Garcia or Wiley sneak in. We don't know. We'll see. I'm very interested in it because I think New York's a great city. But more importantly, if the mayor of New York says something good or bad, that reflects on the country and it reflects on the Democratic Party in this case. So you want somebody with a little skill, a little something on the ball, a little something that shows he can run a city. And we'll see. Eric Adams is the Brooklyn Borough president, so he has some chops. So we'll see what he can do. We'll see what he can do. There was another race in New York at the same time, which was not ranked voting, and that's for the district attorney of Manhattan. Why is that important? Because whoever it is will make the decision whether or not to prosecute Donald Trump for fraud, for various financial fraud. You know, there's a grand jury convened out there. Michael Cohen, his lawyer who turned on him, testified 7 or 8 times before the grand jury, which is very, very rare that they drag a witness back that frequently. And it means that they're truly interested in the prosecution. Alan Wesselberg, his chief financial officer, has so far refused to testify, but the number two financial guy did, and they have a lot of info on Donald Trump. In that race, a guy named Alvin Bragg, B-R-A-G-G, got 33.9% of the vote. Number two is Tally Weinstein, 30.5. Tally Weinstein was very, very experienced. She would have been a great DA. very experienced in the office of Cyrus Vance. Alvin Bragg, however, has good chops. He was a prosecutor both at the state and federal level. And whoever it is, they better make the right decision on prosecuting Donald Trump. They have the evidence, they should do it. And they shouldn't get all full of themselves and thinking they're the ones that are going to do it. They're professional prosecutors working on the case. So just stand there, support them, and don't go roaming around posing for holy pictures, okay? You're not the guy that should do it, just to get a little time on evening TV. And you've got to be strong enough to stand up and protect your prosecutors and protect any shenanigans in court by anybody but the Trump people hire, anybody. That's what they got to do. Cyrus Vance had the chops, but unfortunately he didn't have identity politics chops, so he didn't run again. Alvin Bragg looks like the guy. You know, the plurality wins in this one, no ranked choice voting. So stand by to see if Alvin Bragg is the new DA and see if Alvin Bragg has the chops to do the right thing in the Trump prosecution. We're going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.